piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
I am John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. One of the best things to cook with, one of the most handy and useful and also an accommodating thing to cook with is the tomato. I say accommodating because you can get it in lots of different forms, besides cooking with raw, fresh tomatoes.
Well, raw, fresh tomatoes, if you're going to cook with them, you'll need to use mostly a Roma type.
Yeah.
Which is very fleshy and has far fewer seeds and juice.
Yeah.
You can cook very successfully with your beefsteak style tomatoes. I'm going to call them that, but it's a supermarket type tomato.
Yeah.
But hopefully you've bought it locally at the farmer's market, so it'll have some flavor. And those, what you can do is you can take the stem out, that little core, then cut your tomatoes in half through the equator, so you'll have two halves. And then you very gently squeeze them to remove the seeds and juice, but you don't have to be too thorough about this. And then you can stuff them. And I love making a breadcrumb stuffing with fresh crumbs, olive oil, minced garlic, fresh thyme. And then just sprinkling this crumb mixture right over the tomatoes and pack them into the crevices. And then put them on a baking sheet. You can drizzle with a little bit of olive oil if you want. Bake them at 375 for 15 minutes or so until they're piping hot. They make an excellent side dish.
Yeah.
That's a good use for your regular supermarket tomatoes.
Yeah, just regular old supermarket.
The Roma type tomatoes, if you're going to use those, what you need to do is peel them by blanching them. Again, you want to cut the little stems out, and then, of course, the skins will come off.
And then you
cut them in half lengthwise.
Yeah.
A sauce that I adore from a cookbook called We Called It Macaroni. It was about the Italian cooks of Providence, Rhode Island. It's such a great recipe because what you do is you put a generous amount of olive oil in a skillet. You add pepperoncini, those little crushed red pepper flakes.
Yeah.
Heat it up very gently. Take your halves of peeled Roma tomatoes, arrange them cut side down right in the oil.
Okay.
Sprinkle them with a bit of minced garlic and a few grains of sugar, and then stick that in the oven for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
At 225 degrees. They slowly cook. They will not fall apart. Then you take them out, and you add a nice bunch of freshly chopped basil and Italian parsley. You sprinkle that over, and you put it right back in the oven for another 30 minutes.
Hmm.
And at the end of that, you've got a pasta, quote-unquote, sauce, but you still have the tomatoes intact. So when you serve the pasta, you'll cook the pasta, you'll drain the pasta, and then you'll take maybe 5 or 6 halves with some of that delicious olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
And there's your meal.
Holy mackerel, I never even thought of such a thing. It's unbelievable, but it's simplicity itself. It's just patience.
There's nothing for you to do. I mean, you could be making a pie or a cake in the meantime, or
quit opening that oven.
You need a dedicated oven for 3 hours. At this very low temperature,
225 degrees.
And it is so fantastically delicious. For making a tomato sauce, I tend not to use fresh tomatoes.
Canned tomatoes.
Canned tomatoes,
terrific.
Especially the San Marzano variety, are really... Yeah, buy them whole. Sometimes they're canned in a tomato puree, sometimes just in their natural juice. And then I just dump them into a bowl and then I crush them up. And then what I do is I heat olive oil in a saucepan. And then I'll add some chopped garlic. That's entirely up to you how much you want. What I'm about to tell you gives sauces an incredible flavor, and that is anchovies.
Anchovies.
Say 4 or 5 anchovies and let them melt in the oil.
Uh-huh.
And then you add the tomatoes that you have crushed. You can add a slug of white wine, and you cook that very slowly. You don't need to cook it for 5 hours, okay? 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And you will have a sauce. And you can flavor it with fresh herbs, parsley, thyme, oregano. I prefer dried oregano to the fresh. Let it just simmer for 30, 40 minutes, and you've got a fantastic tomato sauce.
I've just recently come across some intimation that there's possibly some difficulty with canned tomatoes that are in a tin.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion was to avoid that, buy canned tomatoes that are in a jar. Now, why aren't they all in glass jars? I have no...
Well, when we can them at home, we use jars.
Yeah, we use glass jars all the time. Why aren't there more of them in the supermarket? So far, I can only find one. I tried it. It's quite good, you know.
I'm hearing this for the first time, so I can't evaluate.
I would say if it's kind of on your mind, look at those jarred ones and see what you think about those. Another thing to do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. Food Guys.